You're listening to the Getting Social Podcast, a Keep It Real type podcast where we discuss entrepreneurship, marketing, and all kinds of social topics. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Getting Social Podcast. I am your host, Jeff Balakard, and this is episode number 26. It's sure hard to start, but it's even harder to continue. How many times have you started something but did not finish? I think it's safe to say that most of us have done that. It's not that big of a deal, really, unless you make it a habit, just like most things, right? In this episode, I have the honor and thrill to have Elijah Pasquette on the show. He is a super talented guy with badass acting and photography skills, great father, husband, and friend, a so-so basketball player. His dad is a living music legend, which helps explain his talents. We actually have a lot in common, except for his six-pack. I have about five more to catch up to him. Elijah might be the very reason why I'm here today talking to you all on this podcast. He introduced me to podcasting when he told me about Stitcher, a podcast distribution platform. I started listening to podcasts and became a huge fan. It then led me to start my own podcast. Obviously. In this episode, we talk fitness, resiliency, discipline, and how we can keep pushing our boundaries to be better. If personal development is something that is of interest to you, then I encourage you to listen to this episode. Without further ado, it's time to get social. All right, Elijah. Well, first of all, as usual, I want to thank you for taking the time to be a part of the Getting Social podcast. We've been friends for a long time. And actually, I want to start off by letting everyone know that you are actually the reason why I got into podcasting. First, as a fan and a listener, you introduced me to Stitcher, the app. And from there, I started listening to a bunch of, you know, shows and leading me to actually starting my own show. So I want to thank you for that. And I also wanted to, as part of your introduction, to let us know who you are and also why you were so interested in podcasting leading to today, which you are still a fan of.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on the show with you. And I didn't even remember that I influenced you. So I feel, you know, humbled that I was able to help you, because I believe it's just a, you know, it's been such a great addition to my life. I really, you know, I guess like I got interested in podcasting, or actually listening to podcasts. I don't do a podcast, but listening to podcasts when I, you know, I was listening to radio, talk radio and stuff. And I just felt like, you know, so much was being discussed. It wasn't really in my control, but you know, it was really starting off when I was listening to a lot of sports talk radio, and there were a couple of guys like Colin Cowherd. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yep.
ESPN guy.
Yep.
No, maybe he has to be ESPN. I don't think he's ESPN anymore. But anyway, he would always give some smart commentary in addition to sports, and he mixed that up. And I would find myself so interested in sometimes so interested in the extra commentary that he had, that extra information that he would put on top of sports. And one day a friend introduced me to podcasts, and I realized that, you know, the world of podcasts, you could really specify what it is that you're interested in, and you could really start to dig deep and learn so much while you're on the go, which was important because I drive a lot for, you know, for work and business. So I'm always on the road. So it was always such a convenient way to continue to learn and not, you know, feel like you're wasting time listening to, you know, nonsense radio. So
Power 96.
Yeah, Power 96.
Hey, I mean, offense, Power 96. Know. You're doing great, obviously.
Yeah, but I don't even listen to the radio anymore.
Yeah, me
and
neither.
Podcasts are responsible for that. So yeah, man, it's been a great way to open doors and information, to, you know, to other things. I would add real quick that I would say the main podcast that really did it for me happens to be the most popular podcast on the planet, I believe, at this point, is Joe Rogan's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You told me about that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So that mean, and the great thing with that podcast was that it was so diverse in its, in the subject matter that Joe would discuss with his guests. Open format, really, But he'd have guests with specific backgrounds in education. And before, you know, and he'd have long format, like 3 hours long. And you know, by the time you were done with it, it was like you sat in on a conversation, but you felt smarter and you had new questions to ask. And then you start to investigate new things. So it just opened up a bunch of different avenues and just been a great blessing for me.
Yeah, man. And again, thank you for introducing me to it. Honestly, I was aware of it. Obviously, I think everybody now, and this is probably 5 years ago, by the way, time flies. So it might've been probably about 5 years ago that we had that conversation. And what I got from it also is not the fact that you referred me to the podcast and especially the Joe Rogan show, but also that, you know, for your thirst for knowledge. And I think that's something that is lacking today in society. That's a whole other discussion for another day. But the thirst for knowledge is there. And that's something that I think we have in common. And I think that's a pursuit that we appreciate in doing, because you never basically stop learning, and you never stop evolving, and that actually it should be that way,
right?
And that's going to lead me to the next question, which is, you know, personal development as a whole. One of the reasons why you're here is because I've been noticing, you know, a change in you. Not only that, maybe it's just you're making it public now. You know, obviously, you seem like someone who's been doing that for a long time, but at least making it public is probably the biggest change. And I want to ask you two things. First, you know, what's leading you to come out like that? As you know, as maybe is it to help people? Is it to show the road that you've taken so far in your journey, sharing your journey with, you know, publicly, so maybe you can help more people? Is it to help maybe motivate you? Because I've done that, trying to motivate myself and trying to put myself out there. What's the real reason? Explain, I guess, the change in you being out there and showing people how to be better.
Cool question, man. So, yeah, I would say definitely I've been a student of personal development since I would say 18-ish, 19, getting into college. And my first book being Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And But, without going into too much detail with that, because, I mean, that goes back many years, I would say, yes, that I am definitely, you know, students of personal development. But the most important thing really has been the circle that I've chosen to surround myself with, my friends and people, you know, that are around me often, because they say that you're a sum average of the people that you spend the most time with. I forgot what the number is. So if it's four, five, or five,
I think it is.
So, you know, it, from the very beginning, I had some of my closest friends have been, you know, people who seek knowledge, people who question things and who are pushing themselves, most importantly. So, you know, most recently, I would say about 2 to 3 months ago, two of my very close friends and I, for whatever reason, I don't know, I don't even remember exactly how this all started, but we decided to join each other on a accountability morning call. So, you know, so what we do is every morning at 6:15, Monday through Friday, we actually get on a phone call together and we kind of discuss what we're up to, what projects we're working on and what we're trying to accomplish, in the near and not so near future. And, it sounds weird, but, it has been a game changer for me. When we started doing it, I remember having the conversation with my friend Andrew. And we were talking about social media, and I've had an itch to express myself on social media a lot more than I have. And I've always let things, you know, slow me down, not knowing what to talk about, content and overthinking it, you know, but I've always wanted to, like, you know, just as a personal thing, I've always wanted to just express myself. And I just feel like I've gone through some experiences. I've learned some things and I have some knowledge that would benefit other people. So I've always wanted to do it. And in that conversation with him, you know, he was like, well, why don't you do it? And I was like, man, I don't know. I don't want to come off unprofessional or, you know, waste people's time. I don't really know what I'd talk about. And I just had a lot of self-doubt. And he said something to me that made me feel a lot better, which was, you know, look at your social media, like it's your house, like your home, like, you know, that page there, your page on Instagram, for example, that's your home base. people come through to your house, they look around, they see what you got, you know, and then they leave. And the people that are supposed to be there should be there, will be there. And the people that, you know, you're not attracting because they're not your audience based on what it is that's interesting to you or what you have to offer, those people will go. So he said, you know, go ahead and just, you know, be yourself and wear it out there, and then people will like you for you. And just do it, you know? And so one of the things that I that made it easy to transition into starting to do this, I'm no expert. I'm a pilgrim in this process, you know? But one of the things that gave me comfort to transition into was, you know, that I'm naturally into health and fitness. Just because, you know, it's just a philosophy of mine at this point. I don't do it. I don't think about it too much. It's just something I've consistently done. So I just started recording my morning workouts, and, you know, that started to open up a comfort level for me to just, you know, begin to document my day and my journey. And you know, during that process, I've realized that people have noticed it and have reached out, some people for some guidance and some people just for encouragement, but it kind of fuels me a little bit to continue to do it. So, yeah, I mean, that's where it came from. My friends kind of pushed me into that space. We, every morning we wake up knowing that we have to wake up at that time, by the way, that we have to get on that call is such an accountability measure for me that helps, that sometimes on the days I want to slack, I'm like, oh crap, this call is coming up. I gotta get, you know, because it's like, you start getting competitive with the guys. It's like,
yeah,
you miss the call. It's like, yo, this dude's slacking. What happened to you, man? Oh, sleep was too good, huh? All right. You know, the sleep was more important than your success. I get it. You know, like these little jabs. So it's been a blessing, and we're enjoying that journey.
Man, a couple of things stood out here. I love the analogy of the Instagram as your house, your Instagram account as your house. I've used that analogy coincidentally, actually, and with websites a lot. Like, basically, the way I use it is, people that build websites often, they expect that people will come to the website. They feel like, you know, you build a website, people come to the website. That doesn't work like that, obviously. But also, they want people to come to the website before it's actually finished. So the analogy that I use is, like, think of your website like a new home that you're buying. You know, you're buying the home, obviously, to your liking. And then you don't have your housewarming party the day you close on the home. You buy it, you do it after you've painted the walls, you know, put up some furniture, done some landscaping or whatever, and even do some catering, right, and prepare in the last minute preparations to invite people. And then they come in because you want to have a good first or a great first impression. So I've used that in this sense. And also in the fact that you have to invite people to come to your website. Your home also. People are not going to guess that, you know, Elijah lives on, you know, 112 55th Street or whatever it is. You're gonna mm-hmm. have to tell them. So it's the same thing,
right?
But I've never really used that analogy on about Instagram, and I think it's the same. It still applies, and probably even more accurately, because you can literally just almost like drive around and pick a home to go and look into, and that's why Instagram kind of like sounds to me from how you're describing it. So that's something I'm gonna use for sure.
Yeah. And another thing, mm-hmm. Just to throw in there that also helped bring a lot of comfort was Instagram stories, mm-hmm. because he was like, listen, go ahead, just record, you know, we both challenged ourselves to make one post a day. And we started off with Instagram stories because he was like, dude, listen, even if you completely look like a jackass, it's gone in 24 hours. It's gone. So, you know, don't worry about, you know, making a fatal error that's going to haunt you for a long period of time. I mean, literally 24 hours and it's gone. And that was really cool because you know, a lot of times when you're going to film yourself video, get on video or whatever, you know, you just really want to not look like a dummy.
Yeah.
So, you're your own worst critic. That is
for sure. And speaking of, the stories. So here's an idea for you, maybe unless you've probably done it before or at least thought of it. How about you share your, because I've seen some of it on your Instagram. How about you share, how about you do your Instagram live workout on a daily basis and have people join you do it?
I've thought of that, man. Yeah.
You've done that before? Like doing it live on Instagram?
I haven't done it live. No, I haven't done it live. But I've thought about doing it. And it's probably, it might be in the future. It's just weird, man. Like, people for things like that, it's like, it's one of those things that you see your horizons expanding, you know, as you do things happen, you know. Like, I didn't get into it to be like a fitness instructor or a fitness guru or anything like that, but it is a core part of my life. So, I think that, you know, it will kind of grow into that and maybe sooner than later, you know?
I think honestly, the fact that you're not a professional, you know, a physical trainer or anything like that might actually help. It's just, I think people look for different things sometimes because you walk the walk, you know, you talk the talk, you walk the walk. That's basically it. You know, that's yeah. You've done it yourself. You've shown results. So people want to do what you do, you know, and I think it would be, I'm pretty sure people have done it before, but it's still pretty unique in the sense that accountability also comes into question, because if you're doing your workouts at 6:15 or 5:15 or whatever the time, that's the only time you can get it. Is that exact time, you know, live with you. If you don't get it, then mm-hmm. you miss it. You know, and like that, I think it's a cool way to not only build that following. And I think it's important, man, because you're motivating people, you're motivating me. The day that I invited you is after I had just seen a video of yours. I'm like, you know what? You know, fuck this. I'm gonna invite him and I'm gonna try to see if I can get as much as I can from him, because I need to make some changes myself, you know, because I guess quarantine got the best of me in the last 6 months. Yeah. The first couple of months, I actually did very well. After that, you know, I'm not going to lie. It was, I'm not feeling my best right now in terms of health wise, you know? So yeah. I know I have to make some changes, which I've already started doing. And I'm going to keep following you to see if I can get anything more, you know, out of you and get as much information as possible.
That's awesome, man. I just feel that's amazing. It's great to hear that, you know, it's really cool, man. A lot of times it's a lonely space to be behind a camera, nobody around. You just got like a phone or a you know, little camera or whatever aimed at your face and you're speaking. And you're like, who the hell's hearing me, man? Who hears me? Am I looking crazy? Like if I'm standing outside of myself, I'm looking at myself. I'm like, this guy's just sitting in a room empty or outside by himself. He's speaking to a camera, you know, it's like, the power of social media is just amazing. It's really awesome to have a positive influence in anybody's life, man. I appreciate the feedback, man.
You know what? Thank you. You know what I've learned while you say this? And the same thing for me, the podcasting. The people that say, what the hell is this guy doing, wasting his time and doing this and this? The only people that say that are the people that cannot do it, 100%. If you think about it, like I would never look at you and say that, because I said, shit, this is cool because I want to do that. You know, but the only people that would say, what the hell is this guy doing, are the people that only wish that they could.
The haters.
The haters, for lack of a better word. I have a friend of mine in Haiti. He does this every single morning and he talks about things that are very, very, I'm not going to say daring per se on a daily basis, but very often they are pretty daring and pretty like taboo, you know, things that, especially in the Haitian community, that people are not used to talking about publicly on YouTube. And I asked him, like, yo, knowing, you know, Haiti and our culture, you know, what have people told you, including the people that are closest to you, your family? And he laughed, like, man, you have no idea. People actually almost want to send me to a psychiatrist. He's like, are you serious, man? Yeah, because they feel like I'm crazy. And he's not. He's literally like, what he's doing is what most of us, or more of us, I should say, should be doing. Sharing the knowledge, not being afraid to talk and just share your opinion. Doesn't mean that you're right, but you'll be right for some people and wrong for other people. But at the same time, you know, you're doing the best you can to share what you know, empower people, motivate people. And then, you know, by listening, I've gotten better as a person just listening to him, honestly, you know. So
and the other cool thing with that is when you're not sitting in the seat of the hater, if you're not in that, if you're not in the shoes of the hater, you're not the hater. It's one of the things that makes you look at that person and feel good is because if he could do it, you can too.
Yeah.
if Jeff's had a successful podcast, that means, hey, someday I could have one.
Absolutely.
See you do well.
Absolutely.
Just makes sense, man.
And I've had a lot of help, man. I have a lot of other fellow podcasters that have helped me, that I've asked questions also, and they've been super amazing in answering and helping me and going above and beyond and trying to help me get better. I think I have gotten better from episode one to now. I mean, this, you know, I've only done probably 20, 25 episodes, but, you know.
That's huge, bro.
Huh?
Big ups for that. That's huge. That's fantastic. I mean, it's consistent. You know, a lot of people start stuff and don't finish, man. It takes a lot to start, but it takes even more to continue.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was hoping you would go there. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because that's not a joke. A lot of people will never get started on, you know, trying to fulfill some part of their dreams or try to do something that's on their mind because it makes them uncomfortable. So most people won't even start. Then you check that box. You go, okay, I'll start it up. And you'll do that. And then you'll just start to see that there's a whole process in being in doing anything where you're going to be new to it. You're going to go through a beginner's phase. You're going to learn all kinds of things that you didn't know existed and find out new challenges that you didn't know you were going to face. And then there's the whole validation where if you're not self-validated, man, it's a lonely road, you know, especially in the beginning. Like, who knows that you have a podcast until you have one. And then when you actually have one, who knows about it? Nobody, you know, like when, regardless of what you're doing, if you're looking for social reinforcement, man, it's tough. So you got to really, you know, go for your passion, and you really gotta be prepared to push through, because if it's your passion, you'll deal with the issues.
Absolutely. And
within, you know, you'll be all you need, because people aren't going to support you in the beginning, whether it's through because they're haters or because they're simply unaware, you know?
Absolutely. And you will learn through, you're going to make the mistakes that you're going to make. And that's part of the process, you know, and I've said that in an episode. And I said, listen, man, I'm going to continue making mistakes. And the for me, documenting the entire process and showing my vulnerability, you know, publicly is okay with me. And then hopefully I blow up and I become, you know, a master podcaster. And then looking back, I would say, man, this is how I got there, you know, and that's literally how it works, you know, just start. Now, let's talk a little bit more. Let's go a little bit more technical here in terms of your routine and what you do. Because like I said earlier, I'm actually trying to get better myself in terms of physical and mental health. And I know how much of a role physical health actually plays into your mental health. So in terms of your routine and your workouts, not only your workouts, but also your eating habits, not having to go through a full, obviously, course or anything like that, but give us a high level view of what it looks like in terms of your workout routine, like how it differs from day to day, and also the type of stuff that you eat, when you eat, and how you eat.
Okay.
As much as you can. I know it's a loaded question.
Sure. I'll give you a little bit of background real quick.
Yeah.
And you let me know how we're doing on time and everything, but I'll try to give you a little background because I think that it matters. Like, so I do a number of things in my pursuit for financial independence. So I have a day job, and I have my personal businesses as well. Mm-hmm. But part of my day job, my career path, if you will, has been medical sales. Mm-hmm. So I was a pharmaceutical rep. I still am in that medical space. So I've been in it for over 10 years. And early on in my career, I from the beginning, I would spend a lot of times in hospitals and clinics. And I would see people, you know, on a daily basis, since I'm going there to see the doctors, I see patients in waiting rooms. And I would see people who were, you know, middle-aged. You know, you don't see a lot of young, 20 and even, you know, 30s too much. But, you know, and 40s is still young. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, you know, obviously, you know, that if you have been living an unhealthy lifestyle, it really starts to creep on you. And mm-hmm. honestly, in the 30s as well. I mean, as I stand here today, I'm 38 years old, which is like, whoa, when did that happen? Mm-hmm. But I found, and I see my peers, and it's crazy because as I look at my peers, I'm like, man, I get upset sometimes mentally with people. I'm like, come on, man. No, because you're like, you're looking at people and it's almost like a reflection of you. It's like, it's relativity. And you look at these people who are aging with you and you're like, you continue to feel young. Like, I feel good. I feel young. But sometimes, you know, when you're concerned about time passing and you're just like, wow, time is passing, man. I want to stay young and vibrant. You look at some folks and they'll make you feel old because you're like, come on, man. You're too young for this, man. Mm-hmm. Come on. But either way, so like in my early, my career, I would look at some folks and a lot of people in the waiting rooms of these clinics, hospitals, and they have like, you know, they're in their 40s, their 50s. They have like bags full of medication, average patient on 5-6 different medications to control their blood sugar, control their cholesterol. You know, it's just, their blood pressure. It was almost like you know, a glimpse into the future that, you know, we're not machines. We don't last forever. We're finite beings. So, you know, I'm like, how do I want to live when I get older? Because when I get older, it's almost certain that, you know, my health and, you know, my conditioning will become more and more of a challenge. And, you know, I want to live as healthy as I can for as long as I can. And, I, from that point, very early on, I said, I don't want to be in these waiting rooms on 5-6 medications, you know, which all have side effects and all kinds of, you know, situations that you don't want to put into your body. So I was kind of, it was like almost like a scare tactic. It was like, you know, I was scared into this path. Mm-hmm. Because I just knew I wanted to, I like feeling good and I want to feel good, you know, and look my best as much as, and as for as long as possible. So, you know, I started off really just in the gym and just going, you know, my philosophy with the gym and just working out in general is really actually quite simple. And it's just showing up and giving your best when you're there. And sometimes that's going to be hard, but showing up is the core. If you show up and you, that doesn't mean just walk in the gym and just, you know, stuff like you got to do something, do your best to give what you got for that day, you know? So, you know, weight training consistently and showing up Monday through Friday. Usually my workouts when I'm at the gym would be, you know, about 40, 45 minutes. I don't believe in going full out hardcore, you know, hour plus workouts just for my personal taste. And the reason is because of consistency. The longer my workouts are, the harder it is to know that I'm going to be able to keep up with it. And like more than anything, workouts are only effective if you keep doing them. So it doesn't even matter what you do as much as how, you know, consistent you are. Like we all know people who have gone to the gym for a month or a few months, few weeks, whatever, but it's not long-term. So whatever you do, you're still not going to accomplish, you know, anything great because you're not consistent. So I've always, you know, been very specific with my workout, very, very focused. And, you know, 40, 45 minutes, I work out my muscle group, I'm in and I'm out. As of like COVID, you know, earlier this year, I was faced with a dilemma, you know, just not having the gym as an option. That was my personal choice because I didn't want to introduce anything into my household, you know, and take any unnecessary risks and catch that in, you know? So, and it made it easy in the beginning because there was such a scare, everything was locked down. So once everything was shut down, I closed my gym membership and I was guilty of like not really doing too much for the first week or so. Then I said, all right, I can't just do nothing. So I started, busting out, push-ups. Just a friend of mine who's not on the morning calls with me right now, but he should be if you're listening. so we would start off by challenging ourselves to do push-ups, you know, a certain amount of push-ups every day. So we did that. And, but you know, after a while that got old, but it did keep me in the game. So I didn't completely fall off. And then, eventually I kind of got bored of it and I wasn't doing anything for a little while and I wasn't going back to the gym. And I had to ask myself like, okay, dude, you got to do something here. And then I was introduced to, I don't even know how I think I just thought about it and just tried to figure out what I could do at home to keep myself in shape. And, that brought me to resistance bands. And I got a couple of other tools that I accompany that with when I do my workouts in the morning. And my idea, my philosophy, what I do when I'm working out with bands is I'm thinking as if my mindset is as if I'm at the gym and I'm thinking of the exercises I used to do at the gym. And I just say, how can I get that done with resistance bands? And for the most part, it's been pretty good. It's an evolving science, if you will, for me. I'm learning. It's trial and error every time I go out there, and trying to add additional workouts and things to just kind of keep it interesting and productive. So that's what I do. It's been really helpful. It's helped me save a lot of time, and it's helped me be consistent in this time. Will I go back to the gym? I absolutely will. When I feel like it's safe. But at the end of the day, working out is not about where you go. It's just about, it really is about showing up. I've seen some folks who, I've been friends with some people who've asked me for some advice before, and they're a little out of shape and they want to get, into better shape, but they don't have, their time schedule is not allowing for certain things, and they're not where I am. And that's understandable. So I told them, like, even if you just power walked, to drop some weight and to trim up, And if you did it regularly, believe it or not, you would be doing a lot better than your friend who's going to CrossFit, but it's going to be done in a month, or in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So, just do something that you can consistently do, and it will be better than what you were doing before, which was maybe nothing. Mm-hmm. Something better than nothing, but it has to be consistent. So that's like my philosophy, man. Just show up.
Just show up. I don't think it can be any more simple than that, and I've heard you say it, just show up, and do it and start doing it. And then you will develop the consistency and the habit. For me, it's when I get into that zone, it's hard for me to stop. And one of the best analogies that I've heard, and I think is from the book called Compound Effect, is the train. Analogy is, it's very hard for a train to start moving, but once it does, it's also very hard to make it stop.
Right.
And that's to me for almost everything. So it does take a little bit of effort, or maybe a lot of effort, to start. And then once you do, everything else becomes a little bit easier because it becomes part of who you are. My morning routine is important to me too. I try the best that I can to be consistent. I haven't been this year. I've had, moments where a good month and then that's it. And then, but anyway, I want to thank you, man, for being on the show. I'm definitely encouraging you and challenging you to do like a live morning session. I would probably join and encourage people to join, because I think you don't want to be the one that shows up once, and then never shows up again, or once in a while. Then it shows, publicly that you don't have what it takes to be consistent and really do that part of that, of the routine, because it is tough. And it has been proven also that high performers do that, and that's what really makes them able to perform at such a high level, because it does impact everything, not only your body, but your mind, your soul, everything. And you become more aware of everything around you. Your mood is improved, better for your family, better for your career, better for yourself, friends,
no doubt,
relationships,
your confidence, everything.
Yeah, everything. So it's such a big part of development. And yeah, man. And I commend you for that, for keeping up for that long. You've always been in tip top shape.
Thank you, bro.
You can tell also in your mind has always been sharp, and it's not a coincidence.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah. It's all about consistent growth, man. Mm-hmm. If you're not when you're dying, that's what they say. I feel that if I'm not working on something or trying to improve myself, like, I don't feel good when I see myself sliding backwards. So, I love when I throw my clothes on that they fit well and mm-hmm. they look good. I look in the mirror, you got the confidence, you go out and, it's really good to feel good about yourself, especially when you're trying to accomplish things, big things, and trying to push your boundaries and stuff. It's just great, man. So I appreciate you having me as well. I appreciate that you're part of the same journey. We're part of the same journey. We're all finding ourselves. We're trying to give the best part of ourselves to the world. And and trying to push our limits, you know, and be as the best versions of ourselves as possible. That's all it is.
That's all it is. That's all
the answers. Few people do, but you know, if your philosophy is self-improvement and constant growth, you know, you're gonna be okay. As long as you show up though, you gotta show up.
You gotta show up. That's exactly, again, bringing it back to showing up. But if we want to reach out to you, if anybody needs any type of advice or they want to follow you so they can see what you do, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. Well, my Instagram, I'm mostly on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Facebook as well, but for the most part, I'm on Instagram, Elijah.Pasquette. Mm-hmm. My page handle, Elijah.Pasquette. Mm-hmm. And I would appreciate anybody reaching out to me. Again, this conversation that we've had today has been eye-opening, just in terms of my influence, my ability to positively influence you in some way.
Absolutely.
And it made me feel great. So if anybody has any questions, I would love to talk to them, and I would love them to follow my journey. Just it's very flattering to, and at the same time, I feel very humbled to be able to post something that I'm doing. And again, in the beginning, my mindset was like, who wants to see this, or who cares? Who cares? But the right people care. The people who are on the path will care.
Exactly. That's it. You can't please everyone.
They'll find another page that speaks to them and what they're looking for.
Yep. You can't please everyone. So you're going to have those, you know, people that, you know, and nothing wrong with them either. It's just like, it's not them, you know? So it is what it is.
Yeah. You're in marketing. So, you know, everybody, every product has its market.
Exactly.
No one product says, I want to help everybody. And I think it goes the same with followers. Like your tribe will find you just based on what's important to you. Talk about what's important to you. And people, if what's important to me is fitness and self improvement, balance, and you know, with regard to family and work life balance and all that stuff. If that's what's important to me and I talk about that, then the people who that's important to as well will gravitate to me, and that goes for everybody. So,
yep.
So I think, man.
Well, thank you again, man. And we'll definitely be in touch. Looking forward to seeing your continued growth, and we'll definitely be in touch. And my best to you and everyone in the family.
Thank you for listening to the Getting Social podcast. If you've made it that far, it means you probably liked it. In that case, leave us a review, subscribe, and please share it with a friend.